Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Hello, this is Dana from Rockford, Illinois.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Good morning to everyone. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm very excited to welcome all of you to our Jet Set 60-Day Blitz. This is our 60-Day Blitz, and we only have 20 days left of the Blitz, 20 days left till we cruise on the high seas. Good morning to everyone. Hey, let's quickly go through some of our announcements. As I mentioned, the YTV convention is coming up in August of this year. You want to make sure that you are registered and go to your back office and register. Make sure and inform your team how important it is for them to be at the event and how exciting this event will be. Encourage everyone to go ahead and pre-register for the YTB University classes. And you can do all of that in your back office, but it's important that people pre-register so they can go ahead and get their tickets. Now, make sure that you want to go ahead and look up and find the best classes. Hey, I want to go ahead and put in a plug for our class. James and Marcia Pruitt are teaching a class, and a lot of the Jet Set directors are teaching a class as well. You know it'll be awesome. So make sure and not only that you do it, but also encourage your team to do the same thing. Our Jet Set 24-hour hotline is working well. Please, here's the number, 512-404-1250. If you have not heard that hotline, after this call, make sure that you hang up and press 1 through 4 when you call that number. That call is designed to help your business grow. Also, have at least two of your new prospects, new people, on call tonight because there will be a great business presentation being done by our directors out of South Florida. That's going to be Joanna Moore, Graham Harris, and Rachel Moore. So tonight on this line at 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time, have at least two new people on the line so that they can hear about a great business opportunity. Also, with booking our Harvest is Plenty cruise, as you know, on Saturday, Coach Tormer opened that up to pastors. So if you are still wanting information or if you need to upgrade or add people to your cabin or whatever you need to do, you will have to call YTB. I suggest you call Eva Jones. She works in the group travel department at YTB for any sort of adjustments, edits that you may have, because you won't be able to do anything over the net, okay? So even still, if you're still wanting to get aboard, you may need to go ahead and call Eva, and she can go ahead and get you aboard. Call Eva at YTB. Eva's in the group travel department. Eva Jones at YTB. Just in case you don't have the corporate office number, it is 618-655-9477. Once again, that's the number to the YTB corporate office in case you need to adjust your bookings for the cruise. You'll call Eva Jones in the group travel department at YTB, and that number is area 618-655-9477. Hey, if you are in the Dallas area this week, just FYI, if you're in the Dallas area, we're going to have a special guest at our Thursday night Dallas meeting here, the one that James and Marcia Pruitt does, and that's at the Holiday, Hilton Garden Inn in Duncanville, Texas. On this Thursday, we're going to have a special guest in. That's going to be a Circle of Champions, fourth-level director, Don Bradley. He's going to be in here from Atlanta, Georgia. He's one of the founding members of the three CEOs. So if you are in Dallas or know people who are in Dallas, call them up, have them grab two friends, and make sure and come out to see Donald Bradley this Thursday, and I'll give you more information in the next couple of days. But I think we're ready to get started. Let's go ahead and bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. So let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia Pruitt. Good morning to all of you. Yes, Marcia, we can feel your smile coming through the phone. I'm all the way down here in Miami, Florida. I know you're there in Texas, but I did feel that smile coming through. Top of the morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, champions. Good morning, power team leaders and coaches corner. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. You know, I have to just begin this call by telling you about last night. You know, we came down. We were invited by the STAR team to come down and just showcase the YTB business here in Miami. And we're always so excited to come down here. And I was looking so forward to it. And just to see so many wonderful people, so many bright, smiling faces, and so much love, to be greeted with so much love and so many people saying how important these calls are and how much it's helped them and what a difference it's making in their family. Man, we had so many people there that we just simply busted out of one room there in Don Shula's resort, hotel rather, and had to move to another room. Now, keep in mind, folks, I think that room was set for a little bit under 200 people. There had to be over 400 people there last night, and we moved to a bigger room, and God, that room was giant, and we filled that room up, and it was people all outside standing all up against the walls. It was just an absolute joy and treat to see all the wonderful people here in Miami just come out, support, bring their guests. People were enough applications were flying left and right. New CEOs, new travel business owners, new people coming aboard and beginning this wonderful journey with YTB and carving out something special for their family. And I just want to let all of you all know how much we appreciate that. Certainly I do. I appreciate so much love. You know, I just really, really do. You know, folks, I've just been thinking about something and kind of looking at something, and in my conversations with people, I've been kind of listening close, and I've kind of come to the conclusion that there's kind of a couple of different groups of people. Tell me if you know what I mean. I think some people are willing to live with less, to do less, to have less. And some people are just willing to go to work and earn more. You know, I talk to some people and they talk about how the price of gas is going so high and they're not going to be able to continue taking this class, or how they're not going to be able to do this or do that, and they're going to have to cut this out and back down this and start shopping at this store versus that store. And they're just finding ways to live with less, finding ways to eliminate things that they like to do just because it's not quite enough money. Well, I just want to challenge people, because I really do believe that there's another group of people, you all, on this call, that instead of willing to live with less, live inside of a box with less and just lower and lower and lower your standard, why not go to work and earn more? Why not have all that you want? Why not be able to just be a conversation specialist? Let me tell you this story. My daughter, Bailey, she came to me, and she said, "Dad, I like this TV show that's on. It really is a good show. I think it's the best show on television. It's called iCarly." And she's telling me how much she likes the show and who the characters are on the show. And she said, "You know, Dad, that's what I want for my birthday. I want my own TV show." Now, keep in mind, her birthday is in August, so I guess I've got a couple of months to get her a TV show. You know, I started saying, "Well, honey, how do you want your show to be? Who will be the characters on your show? What are they going to do? Who's going to host the show? Who's going to produce it?" So she started writing all this stuff down. I said, "Honey, I want you to write down how your show to be, and I want you to write down how long you want it to be, what you want to do on the show, who has control, who's going to say what." I just started, you just see her mind thinking in her eyes, you just see it. So she grabs a sheet of paper. She starts writing down how this show is going to be in her head. She's writing it down, how it's going to be and how her show is going to be. Well, she wants it to be different than the iCarly show. And I just start thinking to myself, isn't that what we're all doing? Thinking of what we want, the lifestyle that we want. how we want to live, and carving it out, and completing the picture or painting the picture or creating the masterpiece or painting the landscape of how you want it to be. Most people won't spend the time to find out what they really, really want because they don't think they can achieve it, so why even think about it? But I want to challenge each and every one of you. Think about what it is you really want and break it down. Get deep into what it is and how it works and what does it look like and what's it smell like and what's it feel like. And whatever it is, tap into that, what it is you want. Find something worth working for. And let's go to work and get it. I really think that this Harvest is Plenty Cruise is something really worth working for. I think the YTB National Convention is something really worth working for. But I really believe, folks, that your future, having it the way you want it, not caring about how much gas costs, all those things is worth working for. See, all of us on this line, we're conversation specialists. We realize, just like a politician has to shake hands and kiss babies and well, conversation specialists like us, we have to be in conversations. We have to be meeting people and having conversations with people. And I think just talking about this Harvest is Plenty Cruise, a spiritually, mentally, and financially empowering voyage where the founder of the company has opened up the cruise for pastors and their spouses to come on for absolutely free. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't seen one article or one news story. I haven't heard anything about another founder of another company doing something so special like this. See, when you're a conversation specialist, you know how to get the mileage out of that particular story. You know how to, but have you heard about the founder? Have you heard? Just having those conversations with people will end up you going from their side of the fence and bringing them over to your side of the fence and what you want to talk about just by striking up a conversation and being a conversation specialist. You know, I think what Coach is doing for pastors, inviting them for absolutely free, is just fantastic. Folks, you should be talking about that. You should be talking about this cruise. You should be talking about what you're looking forward to. You should be meeting people, talking to people, smiling, letting them know what's good inside of you and letting it come out. I want to pause on this call right now and just welcome my partner in success. Folks, I'm talking about everybody's hero. He is a third-level director, banging on fourth level real, real hard. He is a big-time bonus earner and a multiple President's Club ring wearer. He was there last night, and boy, he opened up the meeting in just stunning fashion. Please help me welcome to the call none other than Mr. Roland Aturas. Are you there, Roland? Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Jaylen, what an awesome way to start the call, man. I believe in that. If you don't take charge of your finances, our finance will take charge of us, man. Jaylen, what an awesome story about your daughter, man. I think about what do I want? You know, what do we want, James? And I really believe the coach has in his mind to create 10,000 millionaires, James, in 10 years. I really believe, James, that we can do 1,000, you know, just ourselves in 10 years. And I just really, really want to see people, you know, do that. And you're right, James, the conversation specialist. What do you do as a conversation? What are the key things that you need to ask when you start a conversation? The two most important things that you have to ask when you're speaking to someone, when you're doing being a conversation specialist, is one, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? Whatever they say, your next question to that is going to be, wow, you must make a lot of money doing that. Those are two most important points you need to make when you're being a conversation specialist. They're not making a lot of money. They're going to tell you all the excuses why they're not making a lot of money. You say, wow, well, I may have something that you may be interested in. Simple as that, James, as you're doing being a conversation specialist. Well, now you're doing good, Richard.
And I'm doing good, this Roland, but just hearing you talk about the dynamic of that conversation, I can tell that you engage in these type of conversations every single day, Roland, and so do I. You know, I just found it a real delight, a treat, just to speak to people and say, how are you this morning? How are you doing this afternoon? Boy, you sure seem like you're in a great mood today. You must have just got back from vacation. You know, Roland, just striking up a conversation with people was so simple. You know, everybody did that. before we join YPB, and sometimes we join YPB and now we're thinking about it a little different, but just have fun. Spread the good news. Talk to people. Well, I just believe that this cruise coming up and these folks on this call, they have a need, Roland. They want to get to the next level. Them wanting to get to the next level, this cruise around the corner, the convention's around the corner. We got red carpet events going on today at the corporate office. We've got CRTA trainings going on, Roland, all around the entire world. We've got a 24-hour hotline with with an introduction and overview, with a validation call and a get started session. We've got the presentation running in English and Spanish 24 hours a day on the internet, Roland. We've got it all. We've got five evening opportunity calls where we share the business live with you. We've got one in Spanish. Folks, we have all the ingredients of the recipe right here. All the ingredients, and I'm watching other directors get promoted. Fabian Martinez was there last night, the most recent promotion here in Miami, and boy, he lit up the crowd. Man, I'm telling you, the guy is so soft-spoken and so quiet, but man, when he took that mic, it was incredible. Roland, I'm seeing people achieve their rings. I'm seeing people bust that $10,000 bonus. I was talking to Alton Patterson, who just qualified for his another $10,000 bonus. Roland, I'm seeing people step to the next level. And I'm watching other people, just watch folks go to the next level. Now, some people are out there working too. They're out there working, they're out there talking, they're using the tools, they're plugging people in, they're doing all the right things. So they're watching folks get promoted, and they're watching people achieve the next level, but they're right there. They're right there in the hunt. They're right there doing it. And Roland, just by doing it and doing it and doing it, regardless of the results, Roland, regardless of the results, by doing it, you become better. By doing it, you become better, Roland. And pretty soon, what used to be difficult, what used to be tough, what you used to have to think about what to say, starts to come natural. It starts to just fall into place. Roland, I'm watching some people count themselves out and just figure that they're just not going to make it. And I'm telling you, when you start thinking that way, it's true. You're not. But if you start thinking, I'm going to make it, I'm going to get there. I met so many people last night, Roland, and said, you know, my business really hasn't taken off, but I'm working. And see, Roland, you can already see the ones that are going to make it because you see the look in their eye, the determination in their eye. You can't substitute that. You can't fake that. It's there. You see it. A person's hungry for it, and that's what it takes, Roland, being hungry for it as if you were hungry for your last breath. See, Roland, that type of determination, it can't be denied. It simply can't be denied. So, man, let me tell you, Roland, you all hosted so well last night. The founders of the Star Team, Rachel Moore, Joanna Moore, Graham Harris, were just in wonderful fashion. All the supporting cast was there. We had directors come down from Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach. Roland, it was just a special, special, special time for me last night to be received so well. And I've been traveling all throughout the country and just touching so many lives and promoting the cruise and promoting the convention. And Roland, it was just really special last night. I just want to thank you for helping host, and you told your story so wonderfully in the beginning. I never get sick of hearing that, Roland. I just want to let you know I had a wonderful time last night.
Well, James, we just were glad to have you back home. You know, this was a homecoming for you, and we were glad that you were here. And listen to you talk about that story, James. I just remember about Carole March, you know, one of our directors, you know, and Carrie Ann Riley. You know, and I remember their business wasn't always the best, you know. And I remember, you know, they came to us at a point, you know, it was like, wow, man, what am I going to do, man? They were struggling, man. And they were like, man, you know, I got to do something different. You know, James, I'm ready to listen to what you have to say. Roland, I'm ready to – Carrie Ann gave me a call. Carole gave me a call. They called you. They were like, man, we're looking for something. But James, I looked in their eyes, and I looked in their eyes, and I saw that they had the eyes of the tiger, and they wasn't going to quit, but they just was looking a way to overcome what they were going through. They would not have to sit there and go back the other way. They were already in the middle of the pool, you know, James, and I looked at that. James, I remember when I coached back, you know, years, you know, and I can tell before a game which one of my players are ready just by looking at their eyes. I can tell which one of my players are ready to get on that field, which one of my players are afraid and intimidated by the opponent. And, you know, and with Karol March and Kerryon Riley came to me, they weren't afraid. They just wanted, Coach, what can we do? What do we need to do? And James, they went to work, James. They went to work. And now you look at them now, man. You know, Karol March, a national director, man, and, you know, have about close to four or five directors underneath her. Kerryon Riley wearing the ring, $100.5 million in 12 months. And I saw it in their eyes, James. They were looking for a way. And look at them now, James. Man, this is as beautiful as ever, James.
You know, well, now, I don't think people understand the dynamic of when a person comes to you and says, listen, I'm willing to do anything I can, anything. You just tell me what to do. And I said, Karol, how many are you putting in your power team every month? She said, about three a month. Three a month. Okay, Karol, if you're going to have to, if you want to increase your results, you're going to have to increase your activity. You're going to have to increase the things you do. But they were just like sponges rolling. Sponges. Okay, yeah, no problem. Well, look. And now I don't think there's a person that can smoke, I mean smoke, a travel party like Karol. And she was just there last night, single parent, and just carving out an incredible life for herself. The money she makes is just so great, Roland. That's the best thing for you and me, is seeing the before, Roland, and seeing the after. It's just so powerful. So here's an opportunity for us to grow, Roland. We've got this cruise coming up. We've got this national convention coming up. And a lot of people will see it happening, but they won't seize it, Roland. Do you know what I mean when I say that? They see it, the convention coming. They see the cruise coming, but they won't seize it. Now, whether or not you're going on the cruise or whether or not you're going to the convention, you should be talking it up. You're a conversation specialist. You should be every single day working your business. Always say, work your business harder than you work your job, and it'll certainly free you from the bondage of the job. So, Roland, here's where we are now. We're coming down to the final stretch of the Blitz. We're going to have Coach on the call this morning, but it's red carpet going on, Roland. So we're going to get Coach on, and he's going to talk a little bit about some of the things that people can expect on that cruise. Roland, there were so many activities on the cruise, we had to just cut some of them out. People wouldn't have a chance to have fun, and we want this cruise, this voyage, to be a fun. We want you to learn. We want you to grow. But we still want you to have fun, take a load off, relax, kick up your heels. We want you to be able to do that, Roland. So we've had to kind of move the award ceremony. We're talking about the Jet Set Award Ceremony that we do each year. We have to move that to the convention. So we're going to do the award ceremony at the convention. And the details and times and dates and all that are coming up. That's soon to follow. But we had to move that out, Roland. It just wasn't enough time to fit all of that on there. We got the Women of Distinction on there. We got the prayer breakfast there. We've got special gatherings, fireside chats. We got the Jet Set Director Academy, the Jet Set Directors teaching and speaking. Roland, it is a fun-filled, action-packed cruise. And don't forget, all of us will be wearing white on formal night. All of us will be wearing white. So if you're a linen kind of guy or you're a silk kind of gal, or you like for your stuff to be flowing, or you like for your stuff to be tight, however you like it, however you get down, get your white and get together. We're going to have photographers. I've got a film crew there that will be filming this entire voyage, taking testimonies. We've got photographers hired to take pictures. The cruise lines got backdrops, especially Roland. You're even designing a special backdrop for pictures, all the stuff that we're doing, Roland, coming out with the Jet Set News Bulletin, our own personal paper. We're doing all these things to create just a wonderful, wonderful environment. I want every one of you to know, if you're not born on the Jet Set team, but you're following this leadership, and you're plugging in, and these calls, and our systems are helping you, well, you're an honorary Jet Set member. That's not to take away anything from where you are. That just let me know that how our hearts and our arms and our spirits are open to those that God is calling in. See, our checks come from YTB, but our blessings come from above. So I want you all to know that everyone's invited to all of these things, the cruise, of course, the national convention, Roland. And I just want you to know, Roland, that, man, I couldn't have a finer partner in success than you, Roland. Man, let me tell you, you looked so good last night, and you handled yourself so well, and there's so many people. But the funny thing is, Roland, you're just an average, ordinary guy here where you live. It's kind of how I am in Dallas, but I come here, and I feel so special. So many people are pouring out to see me, but when you go to Dallas,
That's how everybody's just pouring out to see you, man. It's just like, wow, Rona is here. Sometimes we get used to the superstars that we have when they're local, when you see them all the time. But believe me, we don't see Rona all the time in Texas. When he comes, we give him a Texas-sized welcome. And I know you all don't see James Pruitt all the time here in Miami or in Florida. But last night you gave me a warm welcome. Let me tell you, it matters. And people say these calls are helping them. Every time a person thanks me for these calls rolling, it makes me get up a little earlier. It makes me try a little harder. For it's those thank yous, those appreciations that keep this call going. Folks, we're going to turn up the notch the rest of the week on this call. We're planning the next harvest. It's plentython right now. We've got all these things in the works. Why? Why? To help you grow your business, to help you realize your dreams. We really do believe, folks, the harvest is plenty, that abundance is your birthright, and greatness is your destiny. Roland, if you're not on the ship, I suggest everybody get on the ship. If you've got a pastor, tell it. Let me make sure I get this right. Someone told me that Pastors Cruise at YTB.com was the wrong email address to request a cruise. I heard Coach say that he thought that was wrong when he gave it. Only Coach. But he did say for sure he knows that Coach at YTB.com does work. He will get that. So if you got pastors, any last minute, I'm thinking they're filling up pretty quickly, but if you got some pastors you want to recommend for that spot, send it to Coach at YTB.com. Coach at YTB.com. Roland, I've gotten away a little bit. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions before we end this call, Roland. Right now in this blitz, right now, today, what do you think are some of the most important things a person can do to jumpstart their business, to restart their business, or to just plow ahead and turn up a notch and shift it into another gear?
Well, James, I think right now a person needs to go ahead and give birth. Give birth. Stop worrying about the past. Stop worrying about the team. Go ahead and give birth. Find somebody new. There are hundreds. There are thousands. There are actually millions of people waking up this morning saying, wow, my grocery bill is up. Wow. Gas prices are soaring. Wow. What am I going to do? And my neighbor just the other day was telling us, man, when she got done paying all her bills, there was only $40 left. And she's thinking, wow, what are we going to do? What are we going to cut back? You know, Michelle was talking to us, and listen, just make more money. I found a way that you can earn an extra $500 a month guaranteed, an extra $6,000 raise. Give yourself a $6,000 raise. I have information where you can find that out. Here. Here's your address. Come here. Here. Listen to this phone call. Here. Get on this call. Here. It's so simple right now. I just think right now people are looking for us. Rick and say, I wake up every morning to look for somebody who's looking for me. Guys, people out there right now are looking for us. This is the opportunity for us to seize the moment, James. I just really believe that's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. And remember, being a servant won't make you famous, just rich. Being a servant won't make you famous, just rich. Some time ago, I received a phone call, James, and when I answered the phone, the voice on the other end said, on the line said, bang, you're dead. And I paused. I didn't know how to think about that. You know, and then I recognized the voice on the call. It was a preacher friend of mine. And he said, Roland, I'm just calling to remind you that we all need to die to ourselves daily. We all need to die to ourselves every day. You see, there's always room at the top for anyone who's willing to say, I'll serve, that I'll be a servant. And, Jay, that's who you are. You're a servant. See, you will always have everything in life that you want if you help enough people get what they want. Selfishness always ends in self-destruction. One of the most powerful decisions you can ever make in your life is to do something for someone who doesn't have the power or the resources to return the favor. That's the most powerful thing you can do in your life. Matthew 23:11 says, Lord, he that is greatest among us shall be your servant. So I would like to tell everyone officially on this call today, bang, you're dead. Die to yourself and see who you can be a blessing to today. Don't be selfish. Be a servant. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Latouris, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed here on the call in the morning.
All right, folks. All right, folks. You just heard it. What an awesome phone call. A couple of things I want to touch on. James really hit hard on something that I think a lot of people have forgotten what to do. And that's learn to dream again. Folks, you got to learn how to dream again. So See, it all begins with a dream. Think about everything that you see on this earth or in this world. You know, cars, planes, computers, telephones, all of those things started with a dream. You've got to be able to dream. And another thing you talked about was find out what you really want out of life. You know, there are a lot of people out here who don't want it, who don't really want anything out of life. So therefore, they're not going to try anything different to make their lives any different because they're satisfied with how their lives are. And so those type people, you love them, but you keep moving. See, because they don't want out of life what you want out of life. They're satisfied, they're comfortable, and they're not willing to step out of their comfort zone, get uncomfortable for a short period of time to accomplish anything. So those type people, you love them, and you move on. Another thing James was talking about, use the free Pastor Cruz to promote your business. Folks, that's something to talk about. No other CEO of any other company is taking 1,000 people on a free cruise. And this is the second month in a row. Last month, the coach took about 400 pastors and their spouses on a cruise. This month, he's taking 1,000. No other business leader is doing that, folks. No other business leader is doing that. And then I'll leave you with something that Roland said that made a lot of sense. He said, being a servant won't make you famous, just rich. Imagine that, folks. The more people that you help get what they want, the more you'll get what you want. Being a servant won't make you famous, just rich. And on that one, folks, we'll be saying goodbye. Satawi had something else going on, but we will talk with you guys in the morning on this call, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. See you at the top.